Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I was working in the lab late one night.
How dare you?
Love it, Paul. Love it, Paul.
You love this?
I thought this may be your ditty. It wasn't your choice.
One
today,
day
though.
Of the year. It's fun.
I'd rather listen to Bon Jovi.
Bad Bon Jovi?
I'd rather listen to that than The Monster. Who sings this?
No idea.
This is Bobby Boris Pickett.
All right.
Boris.
Poor bastard. Probably wanted to be a serious musician. He did a one-off of a fun song, and now he's like, oh, cool, I'm shtick guy for the
How
rest of my life.
How much money do you think he's made off this song?
Probably a ton.
Probably worth it.
Royalty.
It's all about the royalty.
What's his name?
Bobby Boris Pickett.
Boris.
Bobby Boris Pickett.
He died in 2007, so he's not making much anymore. His estate still
raking it in the royalties.
One day a year,
because you don't listen. How much is he worth?
You don't listen to this.
February,
in February, nobody puts this on. It says, "Oh God, I need Monster Mash in me." He passed away. Yeah, he did some radio. He was on Dr. Demento's radio show. Other than that, not much.
If I was going to choose for the Daily Diddy, though, a Halloween-esque song.
Black Sabbath by Black Sabbath.
No. I would have gone with Dead Man's Party by Oingo Boingo.
Look at you, Mr. Local San Diegan. Look at that.
Are they local?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I need an Oingo Boingo San Diego rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Had no idea.
Yeah.
This was every junior high dance, Halloween dance we had.
I think they're fish. Yeah, they're LA-ish.
Ish. Southern California.
Southern California.
Isn't Danny Elfman?
They're always around.
And Oingo Boingo, is he?
Always around.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah, went on to movie scores and composing a lot of the music you hear.
Music savant over here.
Yeah, look at this guy. Danny Elfman rabbit hole from Ben. They are huge here. Huge. The late, great Steve West. Woodsy, have you heard this new Oingo Boingo import I have? I'm like, no, Steve, I haven't heard it. I've got to go, though. Just give me one second.
It'll just take 3 hours.
I miss that man desperately. Great, lost the great Steve West this year. And he was a huge Oingo Boingo fan.
Really? Something bad happening in 2020.
I know. Shocker.
Absolutely. The only good thing happening lately, Bo Woods and his football picks. Congratulations, your 2-year-old son made another successful football pick last night when he had the Falcons over the Panthers on Thursday Night Football.
We're not calling him Bo Stradamus, and he is crushing right now. You guys can make picks, too, as well. Just go to radio.com/picks and sign up, and then you make your picks. You can win $1,000 a week, and I'm pretty much on fire still, but there's no spread or anything like that. You just pick the winner. Who's gonna win the football game? Very simple to do. Radio.com/picks. Throw it out there, man. You can win $1,000 a week.
I am a little worried about the spread right now. It's the spread of COVID that I don't know that these football seasons are gonna finish.
Dude, I'm with you, man.
I feel like we're on the knife's edge. You get the Trevor Lawrence news yesterday, and you know, hopefully he's fine and can get back. Maybe even in time for the Notre Dame game.
Yes, please.
Next Saturday on November 7th. Let's see. The Giants had another player test positive yesterday.
Yeah, it was an offensive lineman,
yeah, Chargers had an offensive lineman, so they canceled practice. No games have been scrapped yet this week. But in college football, you know, Wisconsin canceled their game this week against Nebraska when they had an outbreak. And, you know, as winter is approaching, and in other parts of the country, it's getting cold. You know what that does, Woods? Drives everybody inside. And when people are inside, you know, all kinds of diseases, including COVID, flu, whatever, pass around a lot more quickly. That's why the winter is the flu season.
Yeah.
Does Trevor Lawrence just need to say, you know what, I'm going to opt out.
I'm just done.
I'm opting out.
He really wants to play. He was the guy.
Like he could fully recover and still play, I'm sure. I don't know if this will have lingering effects and make him, you know, susceptible to injury after this, after he gets back from this. But, man, there is so much. We've talked about it for, like, 2 years now. Hey, he's going to be the number one draft pick. Don't you just say, you know what? I got to just focus on this.
I got
$30 million.
Look, I would. You would. Ben would. We all would. There is something in him. He loves to play football. That's fairly obvious because when it came out, when COVID just kind of hit and they were talking about, you know, canceling the college football season, he was the first guy. If I'm not mistaken.
We want to play.
We want to play or whatever it was. That was him. He was like hardcore. You wonder if his perspective has changed getting it. Because I'll tell you, man. Just speaking from personal experience, when it happened, when it first came, we were in here. And I mean, I made the comment on the air, dude, what is this? Like, this Rudy Gobert thing, like, what is it? I want, as long as baseball goes on, I'll sign a waiver. Well, the more and more it went on and more we learned, the more and more I got a bit nervous about it. I had a pregnant wife, still have a pregnant wife, one more week to go. But an example, when I went and took the COVID test, I wasn't comfortable. I didn't want it. You know, I thought about it. I lied there in bed. Now, again, I'm 45 years old. I've abused my body. Trevor Lawrence, if you put my body next to him, you're going to find a vastly different body and inside of the body, too, as well, I would imagine. So he maybe is less nervous than an older guy like myself would be. But I don't know. Does it change his perspective once he's contracted COVID? Who knows? You have to be in his head to know that. So I don't know, man.
Or does he say, well, I've got it now. I mean, now, you know,
now
might as well
got
just
it.
Go ahead. It's not like I'm going to, you know, get it again, I guess, although we don't know if that's even true as well.
But exactly.
I just kind of look, you know, like in Europe right now, where they, admittedly, they took it a lot more seriously in the beginning than we did in this country. They had lockdowns. They're going back into lockdowns. Paris is going back into full lockdown again.
Like curfew and everything.
Yeah, because it's spreading again. You've got to imagine what happened the last time it went there. It came back here even stronger. So we're probably heading down that road. And if we continue, the numbers continue to go up, I don't know that the NFL and college football are going to be able to finish this season that they've started. They may end up getting interrupted just like NBA, NHL, and Major League Baseball did earlier this year. They got so lucky that they seemed like they dodged it all.
Yeah.
But maybe they really didn't. They just delayed the inevitable here to the end of the year.
Just now, 33 minutes ago from Adam Schefter, Broncos offensive lineman tested positive. A Vikings linebacker tested positive. Here we go. You know, here we go.
And they're not living in bubbles.
Nope.
They're very close to each other on the field.
Yep.
And the Chargers and Broncos are supposed to play each other in Denver on Sunday. Now, they both have offensive linemen who tested positive this week. It's getting a little
less tenable.
It's getting dicey at this point about whether or not they're going to be able to finish. And maybe they do have to put a halt for a while and finish in the spring. You know, they talked about doing college football in the spring, and then everyone saw, you know, the SEC and the ACC getting started and going, well, we don't want to get left out.
Yeah.
So, you know, here comes the Big Ten, here comes the Pac-12. Maybe they had it right all along. Maybe they should have waited. Maybe they should have waited until March or April to start the football season when things were getting a little warmer and we might be closer to a vaccine than we were here in this fall. Maybe they were too aggressive and took that step too soon. We don't know. You know, they've managed to get through this far. They're about halfway through the NFL season now. And they've played every game, maybe not when it was scheduled, but they've played or made up every game at this point. Can they do the same thing as the numbers continue to rise? And it's creeping in. The more teams it creeps into, the less likely it is that we're going to be able to have the full season.
Broncos not practicing today. So, at some point you wonder, you know, the you've seen how the play on the field has been affected. And we talked to, I think it was Chris Mortensen, who said, or somebody maybe earlier in the week, maybe Eric Adelson talking about the Patriots and how bad they've looked. And in his opinion, it was because they can't practice like the Patriots practice, you're not going to get the best product on the field, which also could potentially lead to injury. You know, maybe you're trying to do too much. Who knows? It may be a bit of a stretch, but I don't think so. These guys are very routine-oriented, and when you mess with their routine, things like that happen. And now you've got practices being canceled, and just who knows how that's going to go, man.
Mm. All right, we got one segment left. Flubs of the week are coming up.
Yes.
Also, Tony La Russa, the gigantic mistake. Did you see the mistake?
Incredible.
The White Sox made.
Incredible.
When announcing the hire of their new manager. If you didn't, it's amazing. We'll get to that coming up next. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station. Let's check traffic right now on 97.3. No, let's not. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.